We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome in ABC News political director Rick Klein joining us now. Rick, are you beating the heat out there?
By staying inside, yeah, it's going to be a scorcher, 100 degrees plus here in Washington.
Yeah, that's turning up the heat as if it already wasn't enough throughout the week. We talked with you earlier about the topic of the week, and that is, of course, what started with the president's tweets turned into the president's comments throughout the week, and then what we heard at the rally on Wednesday. Now, kind of over the last 24 hours, he's maybe not withdrawing those comments or coming back entirely, but disavowing the chance, it seems like.
Yeah, and it's a surprise whenever the president takes any kind of a step back, even if this is really a half step back. But it's clear to remember that he was at that rally. He appeared to relish in what the crowd was doing. He seemed to know exactly what he was doing. As those cheers grew, there was a full 13 seconds before he started speaking again. In the meantime, those chants really died down. So for him to say now that the center back tweets were not something, or the center back chants were not something that he approved of, I don't think that rings entirely true.
It seems like we're learning a lot about the campaign that the president plans to run for 2020, doesn't it?
Oh, I think that's exactly right. And it's going to be nasty and divisive, and it's probably going to get a lot worse before it starts to change in terms of its tone and tenor. And I think that became very evident this week if you just watched what was happening out there. And I think the question for Democrats is how you respond to it. And to be honest, we talked a lot last week about Democrats being divided. They're still divided, but now I think they're additionally distraught because they recognize that this is going to be an ugly campaign, and they recognize that there's no good answers for how you respond to it.
It almost seems, Rick, like he's setting traps for Democrats, like he's trying to unite them around radical people and policies.
And I'll tell you, I can't tell you how many people have told me that in the Democratic Party in the last week or so, that they recognize that this is potentially a trap, but there's maybe nothing they can do about it. And it's enormously frustrating to these folks because they see it coming, and they see that the president wants to frame this in a certain way, and they cannot resist falling into that exact same framing. And it just feels to them like they've seen this movie before, and it hasn't ended well for them, and yet they're drawn into something very similar.
How do you think the Democrats are going to attack it at the next round of debates coming up?
Well, I think one question that's permeating the entire party right now is the tone and the tenor. The electability is first and foremost in the minds of many Democrats, but part of that, wrapped up in that, truly, is how you take on Trump. What's the way to try to defeat him? Do you try to play his game? A lot of Democrats are skeptical as to whether that's the right strategy. They say, look at others who have done that in the past, and it never seems to work for them because he'll go even lower. So I think this is an important characteristic that's defining the party right now. They need to figure out what kind of party they want to be in this era of Trump. Trump's not going away. They recognize that. But the question is really how you try to push back at that, how you try to define him when you know he's going to be defining you.
How will this next debate be different from the last one? It seemed like the last one, they all agreed on several points, didn't they?
Yeah, this is interesting because after this debate is done, we'll move on to kind of the knockout phase of the campaign because the debate after that, it happens to be on ABC in September, will have only candidates who get 2% in the polls. That could mean as few as 8 or 9 candidates and not the 20. So this truly will be a last shot for a whole range of candidates. I think there's going to be more desperation in their minds, and I think you'll see that play through in the words that get used on stage. And I think there'll be a growing realization that it's now or never for candidates. So I would expect more of them to go on the attack than did the first time around.
You know, it kind of seems funny. You mentioned 2%. I think most people listening to that, 2%, shouldn't people be able to get 2%? But why is 2% so hard?
Because you've got 25 candidates. And you also have two candidates who by themselves, just in Bernie and Biden, who are about half the electorate. And you also have other front runners. And so but before you're done, you've got maybe 25% of the vote that needs to get split up 17 different ways. It's just math to say that you can't get it enough ways. So, yes, 2% isn't a lot objectively, but in this climate and in this particular race, given the number of candidates, it's actually a very high bar.
Hey, everyone's been talking about tweets and rallies and things like that. Has anything actually been done in Washington this week?
Good question. There's moving toward a budget deal. These things don't usually make the headlines, but it looks like we're less likely to have a government shutdown. Not out of the woods entirely yet. There's still some places where it could go sideways, but sometimes government seems to be working the way it's kind of supposed to.
All right. Hey, have a good weekend. That's Rick Klein. Stay cool, Rick. Rick Klein is ABC News political director in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.